And joining me now on our candidate-centric forum, well, it's not really a forum because it's just me and Joe Henry. Mayor Joe Henry is joining me now. How are you doing this morning?
Well, good morning, George. I'm just doing awesome, and I want to thank you for the invitation to be here and participate in our town again.
Yeah, one of the reasons, what we're doing this month is kind of getting everybody who is running for office and finding out, you know, why, I guess is what it is. But this would be your, what, third term if you win this election, or fourth?
This would be my fourth term. I have been mayor now for 6 years, with 2 years prior to that on the city council. And so this will be my fourth term as mayor.
So what's still left for you to do? I mean, after this time, I mean, you know, another one. What are some of the things that you still want to accomplish or look forward to for the next couple of years?
Well, my wife, Pam, and I moved here to Florence 20 years ago. And I was not really involved in city government until 8 years ago. And at that point, Florence was in a state of what I call hibernation, and nothing much had happened. So I decided to get involved in city government. And 2 years later, I was elected mayor. And since that time, we've accomplished a lot of things in our community with the help of a very solid work plan that was developed early on by the council, and also with the contribution of an awesome city staff who has done the majority of the work on all of these projects.
Last couple of years have been kind of rough. I mean, everybody's seen the articles in the paper. Everybody's seen what's been going on, what things have been said, you know, on both sides of it. Does this take away from your desire to want to be mayor?
Well, it's rather discouraging, George, in that first, for the record, I will say that the majority of the things being said in the local media are not true. And I'll be happy to have that discussion with anybody. But yeah, there's still a lot of things. We've made great strides in the last 6 years. There's still a number of things that are unfinished that I would like to continue to work on. And that's really the reason that I'm signing up for another term.
Now, obviously some things have been started. There's some plans. There's some changes, the work on rhododendron. There's some other plans for road work and stuff like that. There's the affordable housing stuff that's coming to be. What are some of the things that you're most proud of over the past few years?
Well, my career as mayor started at Green Trees with the completion of the Rhody multi-use path that was in hibernation for 8 or 9 years, fighting over a grant, and we got that resolved early on. But since then, we have built a new green public works building for $3.5 million that was budgeted for $6 million. We freshly remodeled our city hall, which would have cost $6 million for a new building, and we did that for $3.5 million. The Revision Florence project, which is just recently completed, has really beautified Highway 101. We have a brand-new, one-of-a-kind exploding whale river access park, which cost the city a huge sum of $40,000. So that, and in addition to which, one of the things that I'm most proud of is Florence is now a Coast Guard city, because I'm very supportive of our military, and a lot of work went into that project, and I'm just very proud of the fact that Florence is now a Coast Guard city.
One of the things I've noticed, and I don't have a total grasp of everything, but it seems like over the past few years that some of the things the city has been able to accomplish has, for want of a better word, been using other people's money. Is that something that was a plan? I mean, a lot of grants, I've seen a lot of grants that have been accepted that we've won, that we've gotten money for. Some of the ways that the Revision Florence was paid for was with money from the Department of Transportation, things like that. I mean, it seems like it saved Florence some money. Is that accurate?
That is absolutely accurate. Revision Florence is a great example, George, and also the airport, our beautiful little airport out here. We just recently completed a $1 million project that cost the city $10,000. We're applying for another grant to replace our weather observation system, It'll be a $500,000 project. It'll cost the city $5,000. Revision Florence, unfortunately, started out as a $5.5 million project. It ended up being $9 million, but cost the city of Florence about somewhere between $3.5 and $4 million. So the rest of it did come from grants and subsidies from Lane County, State of Oregon, ODOT, and many other grants that we've, in fact, we just approved three more grants at our city council meeting on Monday night. So that's another thing that has increased dramatically during my 6 years as mayor. For many years, there were very few grants. So you might think, well, while we're on the government take, but they're going to spend that money on somebody, and it might as well be here in Florence.
Right. That money is allocated to go exactly. out wherever, and if we don't grab it, then somebody else gets it.
And the government's mentality is you either spend it or you lose it. So that's one of the things that while we have worked hard on these grants, there's many other areas in which our community is basically ignored by the state and the county because we're out here isolated. Sometimes I think that they don't know there's anything on the other side of the tunnel. That applies to housing and a number of things of that nature. Our schools.
It seems funny that they all know where to go when they want to hit the dunes or hit the beach, though, yeah, don't they?
They do, for sure. And when they want something from you.
Now, we've had has it been more difficult trying to campaign, trying to get the word out with the COVID-19 thing? Has that been any more? Or have you pretty much got a, you know, stable force which goes out there?
Well, interestingly enough, there has actually been very little campaigning in this election cycle. I have put some signs out, but other than that, I've not spent any money. As far as I can tell, with one exception, most of our other candidates have not spent very much money. We do have one who has spent a significant amount of money, and we won't mention any names.
Well, I don't know who that is, so that's okay with me.
Well, too. It's easy to find that out if you go to ORSTAR at the State of Oregon Elections Division.
Now, two of the counselors have decided not to re-up, so we're definitely going to have a new set in there, some new people in there. Are you looking forward to having a new group of people in there to work if you are reelected?
Well, if I am reelected, yes, that will. I've been continually asked about how we're going to end this divisiveness that we have allowed to permeate our city government. And I'm certainly willing to own up to my share of that. But the other players in that scenario, that includes two of our counselors who you just mentioned will no longer be on the council and our local newspaper. So they have been very instrumental in this divisiveness also. So my plan is if I'm elected mayor, first off, those two counselors who are at least equally responsible for the divisiveness will no longer be on the council. We have the potential to have four new people on the city council, including the remote possibility of a new mayor. So it would be my intent basically to sit down with that group of people and everybody have their say and decide first, what are we going to do? We'll update our work plan to talk about the things that we want to continue to do. But more importantly, how are we going to behave? How are we going to treat each other? Are we going to allow our city council to go out in social media and bash people and make untrue statements? Are we going to let them go to our local newspaper and bash people and make untrue statements?
And I guess that's why I asked originally, you know, what's left for you to accomplish, you know, because I imagine, and I have no idea, but I imagine it must be difficult to be in a position of a volunteer basis and have to put up with, you know, so much dissension that might make it a little bit, you know, leave a bad taste in someone's mouth to want to do it some more.
Well, George, as was recently described in a rebuttal to my editorial a week or so ago, the mayor position in Florence was described as the pitcher on the baseball team, where they're the focal point. So therefore, I've been the focal point of a lot of negative press lately. But unfortunately, the fact is that the city, under my leadership, has accomplished a whole lot in the past 6 years. Yet, our local press for the last 2 years has made very little mention of the great things that are being accomplished in our city, while they have spent page after page after page of editorial tearing down the things that we have accomplished.
Well, there is a good hope that, you know, this will all come to an end. We do have the election coming up in just a few weeks away, so I'd like to say good luck to you, you know, and we'll just have to see what happens in November.
I agree. I hope and pray that this does come to an end. It will only come to an end if we basically, as a council, can agree on how we're going to treat each other. And then we put some teeth into it. And basically, maybe we even sign an agreement that says if we aren't willing to abide by these principles, then we need to get off the city council. So I'm really looking forward to the next 2 years. We have a lot of things left to accomplish, a lot of things on the drawing board. There's some really great things happening behind the scenes. Housing is a good example. We currently have over 200 housing units on the drawing board that are in planning that is substantially more than has ever existed in history. So that's just one thing. The Rhody Drive extension, which we're doing engineering on right now, that will take our multi-use path up to 35th, maybe a little beyond, and provide some new surfacing for that street, which is the worst one in the city. So,
trust me, I know that.
Just a couple of examples of things that I'm looking forward to in the next couple of years.
All right, Mayor Joe Henry, thank you so much.
Thank you, George. It's always great to be here.
We'll take a break for news now at the top of the hour and be back with more of the October edition of Our Town.